Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Chokehold, Policing Black Men by Paul Butler, performed by J.D. Jackson. In memory of my father, Paul Butler. Introduction. Broke on purpose. Here are some of the things that police did to African American people during the time of the country's first African American president. In Ferguson, Missouri, arrested a man named Michael for filing a false report because he told them his name was Mike. Locked up a woman in Ferguson for occupancy permit violation when she called 911 to report she was being beat up by her boyfriend, and the police learned the man was not legally entitled to live in the house. Killed a 7-year-old girl in Detroit while looking for drugs at her father's house. Shot Walter Scott in the back in North Charleston after stopping him for a traffic infraction. Severed Freddie Gray's spinal cord in Baltimore. Unloaded 16 bullets into 17-year-old Laquan McDonald while he lay cowering on a Chicago street. Pushed a teenage girl in a bikini to the ground in McKinney, Texas. Shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice in Cleveland within 2 seconds of seeing him in a public park. Pumped bullets into Philando Castile in Minnesota while his girlfriend live-streamed it on Facebook with her 4-year-old daughter in the backseat. If the police did these things to African Americans during Barack Obama's presidency, what should we expect in the era of Donald Trump? During the 2015 protests in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray, Trump tweeted, "Our great African American president hasn't exactly had a positive impact on the thugs who are so happily and openly destroying Baltimore." Trump has called police officers the most mistreated people in this country, and suggested that activists who protest police violence should be investigated by the Justice Department. Cops did not treat African Americans better when Obama was in office, and they will not treat them worse during the era of Trump. The ascendancy of Donald Trump might embolden a racist cop, but racist cops are not the main problem. Most police officers are decent, working-class men and women with no more racial hang-ups than teachers, doctors, or anyone else. As we will see, the crisis in law and order in the United States stems from police work itself, rather than from individual cops. There has never, not for 1 minute in American history, been peace between black people and the police. And not
sample complete. Ready to continue?